sense of freedom, own generation. Can we talk about it? No. Can we talk? Can we talk about the blood on the pavement? I bet they gon' be afraid to play the song on rotation. But I'ma talk about it. But I'ma talk about it. Baby, can we talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Most certainly can.
Can we talk about it?
And I ain't gon' take too much of your time.
No.
First thing they say is stop killing. But can we talk about the cop killings? Before we talk about the crack dealing, they acting like blacks ain't got feelings. Knowledge of self is through wisdom. So can we talk about the school system? Young girls raped and knocked up, where Hillary released niggas that Bill locked up. Can we talk about the cost of living? We could talk about guns, but we forced to get them. It's a new race every time you cross the ribbon. Might have skipped a beat, but we never lost the rhythm. You don't understand, so you ain't able to feel it. When my mama's in pain, I ain't able to heal it. Fatigues and field boots, the outerwear. Sponsor what, vote for who? Fuck out of here.
Can we talk about the guns going off and the false accusations of freedom, my own generation? Can we talk about it? No. Can we talk? Can we talk about the blood on the pavement? I bet they gon' be afraid to play the song on rotation. But I'ma talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it. Can we talk about it?
We can't remain silent.
Can we talk about it?
We gotta speak up.
Can we talk about it?
They say it's justice. I feel like it's just us. Look, I know y'all tired of talking and going to demonstrations. But if we don't speak up, you help the discrimination. We need a one-on-one before it goes gun on gun. People skip the front page till they see their son on one. And now it's too late to talk. The topic has changed. They shooting at black targets like these cops at a range. Can we talk how many died for the birth of a nation? And how this national anthem ain't worth my ovation? And if I am standing up, I'ma stand up for equality. It's brutality. We need more than that apology. Can we talk about it? Not just artists, but the players too. Y'all on the field, not the mic, but y'all can say it too. We need more Kaepernick and not just with the rapper kicking. We need more than Instagram posts with smart captions. Black actors, stop acting and start action. Kurt got the credit, forgot about Mark Jackson.
Can we talk about the lives being taken? Can we talk about the guns going off and the false accusations? I'm afraid of my own generation. Can we talk about it? No. Can we talk? Can we talk about the blood on the pavement? I bet they gon' be afraid to play the song on rotation. But I'ma talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it?
Can we talk
about it?
Sensitive subject, but can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Step straight to it, not try to walk around it.
No.
How we make America great again?
How?
If we open up the doors and let haters in.
Wow.
It's nothing. We winners. But that could all change since Trump won. We finished. Much realer than we thought. I'm saying all I really want to know is
can
we talk?
Yo, welcome back to the Young All-American State of Mind podcast with the Young All-American Justin Foley
and with the Young Superstar Brandon Cotman.
Let's go, we back at it once again. It's Black History Month, you know.
Yeah, gotta celebrate the blacks, you know. It's not where we come from. A lot of people don't make it.
Hey, being here is a celebration itself, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, you ever think about, like 10 years ago, like, I did not see myself here. Like, you ever think about that? Like,
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Like, I kind of, like, in a way, I always wanted to be in college, be a college athlete and stuff like that. You know, so I kind of had, like, I wanted it, you know, but I didn't know how I was going to get there or where I was going to be at when I do get there.
Yeah.
You know, and now that I'm actually living, like, within that moment, like, I'm appreciating, or at least trying to appreciate it, you know, because I feel like it spoke some things into existence. So, like, now I'm trying to be careful what I speak of, what I speak of, and what I speak on now.
Yeah.
Because I know I could give it life, no matter if it's positive or negative, you know.
For sure. I feel like a lot more schools should be teaching about, like, sex and, like, genders and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, some that, like, I was, like, confused about, like, how to, like, you have, like, sex and all this other stuff. Like, how does a woman get pregnant? Like, I feel like more schools need to, like, teach more of that just so they can be, our younger generation can be ready for if they ever get into that situation, because nowadays, there's a lot of people getting pregnant at a young age.
That's very true. I know that's happened to a lot of people, like, in my family, especially on the mom's side. Like, a lot of relatives and stuff, like, getting pregnant at a young age and stuff. Like, I have a cousin that's younger than me, like, a year younger than me or so, and she has, like, 2 kids already.
Wow.
You know? Ooh, excuse me. But, yeah, she's, That part of my mom's family, they live in Michigan. They're out there in Michigan. They're in Muskegon, Michigan. Yes, sir.
I've seen some pictures on Valentine's Day from, like, old people that I used to go to school with. It's just like half of them got babies. I was like, I ain't ready for that, man.
I know people from my high school, like, they no longer here with us. Like, some of them did, you know. Some are pregnant. Some of them still in college. But some of them doing the same stuff they was doing, you know.
Yeah. It's just like, if you get a girl pregnant, I mean, like, that's your, you know. I mean, I wouldn't say, like, mess up. But, like, if you're not ready for it, like, don't do it. I mean, I don't want to be no hypocrite because I fell into that temptation before. But, like, once you, like, if you get addicted to sex, bro, like, as a black man, it can be dangerous because, one, like, you have sex with a girl, whether you hear nowadays, a white female, they come back 5 years later and say, you know, you raped me or something. It's just like, you look at these pro athletes, it's just like, even with the Kobe situation, they were trying to say, like, with after he died, it was like, he had sexual assault some girl. Like, you know how delusional that sounds?
Yeah, but, like, from what I heard about that case in particular, I heard, like, she was, like, a schizophrenic, I'm like, completely mispronouncing a word. But it's like she had, like, multiple personalities, like, in her head and stuff like that.
Wow. So,
yeah. And then she worked at a hotel or whatever. And, like, she was going through a lot of stuff. So I heard a lot. But I'm not sure what's actually true or not. So I'm not going to speak too much on that case as if I do know what happened.
Yeah.
You know, because back then I was probably, like, in second, third grade when that happened, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I've learned to not be ashamed of, like, being black. I used to be ashamed of it because, like, I used to be so afraid of, like, you know, like, just a lot of different things. Because, like, you see even today, like, the way, like, white people communicate with each other, like, like, the humor is not like what black humor is.
Yeah.
Or, like, the jokes is not even the same. It's so weird. Like, it's, like, awkward.
Yeah, to be honest, it's like, growing up, we're kind of taught not to be pro-black.
Yeah.
You know, we're taught to be, like, try to fit into the image that we're not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're taught either, like, to destroy ourselves, or, like, try to, like, and we kind of talk, like, white is right in a way, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, we try to, like, we see all these, like, celebrity, like, growing up, we saw so many, like, kid celebrities that was white, you know? So, like, in a way, it was like, holy shit, like, only white people become famous, you know?
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that, you know? Then we always, it was like, it was weird, like, we taught white was right. And, like, dog, we gotta grow out of that, you know? Because, like, not any particular color or race is, like, automatically right.
You know? Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's just like, some people still separate themselves and say like, oh, I'm white or I'm black. Yeah. They're not really about that. It's just like, how you was raised, that's how you should be.
Okay.
Not like, you shouldn't be like, you know what I mean? Not like a certain, you shouldn't try to be like a certain race. I believe you should be like how you was raised.
Yeah.
No matter what, like, religion or culture you come from, like, you should live up to how you were raised. Because you see a lot of, you see a lot of trends to where, like, some people will, like, grow up and they change the way they were, how they were raised.
Yeah.
And now you get, like, a lot of parents saying, like, why would you do that? You know that's not how you were raised.
Like, but, you know better than this and that.
Yeah,
but it kind of depends on, like, a parent, too, you know? Like, yeah. What were you taught in particular? Because you could be taught, like, some negative stuff, so, like, you gotta kind of, like, change that in a way. Like, earlier when we were speaking, like, how, like, how when you're growing up, you don't really know, you have no previous experience to be like, oh, this is right and this is wrong. But then as you get older, when you go to, like, college or whatever, like, you learn, like, oh, snap, the way I was brought up, like, that's not regular and this and that.
Right.
Once you become of the world, you know. Because at first, all you know is, like, you, like, your parents in a way, you know.
Right, right. I totally agree. It's just, like, If you saw your mom or your pops, like, kill somebody at, like, a young age, and you always seen them, like, you know, in and out of, like, fights, like, that would be all you know, because that's what you saw as a kid, you know what
thinking,
I mean?
We're supposed to fight.
This is how I'm supposed to be aggressive, but really it's just, like, it's only certain situations where you're supposed to be aggressive or defending yourself. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like growing up, like how certain people, like a lot of people don't see like healthy relationships growing up. You know? Yeah. Like they see a lot of bickering, like where I'm from in Kevin City, it's a lot of bickering between like couples, like and parents and stuff like that. You know, like I remember like my neighbor, I used to hear them like arguing. You know, I used to hear them fighting. You know, and then like I kind of saw, like, with my parents in a way. So, now I thought, like, oh, like, that's, like, normal. You know?
Yeah,
then I got to the point, like, bro, I never want to get in an argument. I don't want to do that. I don't got time for this and that, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you have to learn, like, all right, there's a certain way to go about things, you know?
Yeah.
Outside of what you saw in your environment that you were brought up in.
Right. And I know you're a big Steve Harvey fan of watching his, like, show and stuff. So. Yeah. My guy back home, I need to send it to you, but my guy sent me a video of Steve Harvey. He interviewed, like, maybe, like, he interviewed, like, 4 or 6 couples or whatever. And, but he interviewed like 4 or 6 couples, and basically it was about they went around talking about like how they like how like most of them was married like 10, 15 to 20 years, and basically they were talking about like how their marriage don't have like a lot of arguments, like. If it is arguments about like, oh, I want to do this for you. No, I want to do this for you. Kind of like a little competition, but like, you see like growing marriages that people been married for over 10 years. Like, they don't argue over like stupid big stuff because like that's just natural what they love, you know, for each other.
True. It's like it's like in a way like, I don't know. How can you describe it? I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. It's like, you have to, it's just like, some people want to, you know what the crazy thing is? Like, some people in a relationship want to be mad to make their significant other feel bad.
Oh, trying to guilt them, like, yeah, guilt them, and stuff
I,
like that.
And I felt that, I've done it before, bro. It is the worst feeling ever to do in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I feel like some people, like, do it, Oh, accident too.
Yeah, some people do it on accident.
Like, they don't even know that they're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So they think they're doing, like, normal stuff and this and that. And it's just like, nah, you're not. Like, yeah. You're doing some wild stuff. But yeah, like, they think it's, like, right and this and that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's clearly not. What you rubbing your hands, what you thinking about?
Hey, like LeVar Ball said, let's switch gears here.
Okay, let's switch gears. What you was talking about on the phone? Okay, bring it up. Introduce to the people.
Sorry, so we got this particular athlete in our school.
Don't say no names.
He's super cool dude.
He was pretty chill.
He was talking to one of my best female friends here. Yeah. And the situation happened.
Well, what was the situation?
So apparently, like, well, when me and you were talking, we were just like, no, Alec ain't like that, you know. It was like a
John, you said, oh, you just said that.
Hey, what the people know already, we're gonna say his last name though.
Okay,
it's a lot of different Alex in our school. I forgot what I was saying.
You said, like, she told you about a certain situation.
Yeah, it was like a he said, she said.
Type thing.
Yeah. We thought, you know.
It was like, dang, that's not in that person's character.
And I took your advice. I was like, it's probably that, but, like.
That's not them naturally. You know, that's not their character.
But, this particular person was just like, man, I ain't know. This dude was like that, bro.
He's not like that, but he was trying to be like that.
Yeah, he's not like that, but like that's not him.
That's not in his nature.
Yeah,
like, he was trying to talk to like multiple females and this and that, but
within her group.
He gotta look crazy. But it's like, dog, like. That's not you. That's not your character. You know, they tell her.
Black man don't cheat. Run the ball.
But then tell the people how you saw old dude yesterday.
Oh, man. Like, because I had went up to her because I was, you know, talking to her about, like, the weekend. And I got back at 3 in the morning from the wrestling dude. And he looked over. It was just like. Man, I really effed up. Like,
he looks so heartbroken.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the way.
Hold up, baby.
The next time you see her walk past him, look at him. It's crazy.
Hey, that's what happens when you try to be player and you're not a player.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to be something you're not, you know. Yeah,
and you got a female that's probably not trying to be out here, like that's actually trying to look for like relationship.
Yeah.
Like that's trying to grow with you.
Yeah.
And like you mess with different females and within her group, like you're gonna get.
It's not that you mess with them, that you tried to mess with them.
You tried. And you just lost all of them.
He just fumbled them all.
Wait a minute.
If you really like that, you keep them all. You feel me? And it's
He 0-3, bro.
Yo, that's his problem, not mine. But like.
Like Shaq said, he got a triple single.
He got a triple single like Draymond. If you know that's not you, like, don't try to fit into a certain image. Don't try to be a certain person that you're not. You know, because you're going to end up just embarrassing yourself. You know, and you'll become the joke around town. You know, it's like, bro, like, me in particular, I know I ain't the player type.
I know I'm not either. You know,
but I'm not going to try to be like, like, I need to do this and that, woo-da-woo-woo-woo-da-hoop type thing, you know?
Right, it's just like.
I ain't going to put myself out there like that, because I know, like, I feel a way if the female was to do what I was doing, you know? Yeah. So therefore, I'm not going to do it at all, you know?
Man, the crazy thing is, it's like, you try to be a player. People don't talk about you. You try to be a player. You're not a player.
Oh,
man. And some people that got that level of like, okay.
Some people are actually like, moving like
that. I look at a dude like, okay, he's a player. That's just how he is. Yeah. You know? I have respect for females, but some people, unfortunately, don't have.
Some people are just out to, you know, just finding ways to... like guys, like, and sometimes, usually, with different guys, they sleep around and do this and that just to make up what they feel they have a lack of, you know? So yeah. They do it, like, for the ego and stuff like that, you know?
And it's just, like, some guys, too, like, have sex with anything walking.
Oh, yeah, I know somebody that was like that. I know one of my boys back home, he was like that. You know, we know who he is, but I ain't gonna say his name, though.
I got a, just like your old buddy from back home, I got a old Juco friend that he was... It was crazy. I was like, no matter the shape, size, color,
kings, you young kings out there, you have to value yourself. Yeah. You young queens, too. You guys gotta value yourselves, too, you know? Like, you just can't... put yourself out there in the world like that, because everybody doesn't deserve that that piece of you, that part of you.
Because once you get that name for yourself, it's hard to get that respect. It's just like, can you imagine you trying to talk to a girl, and a girl, that girlfriend tells her how you are, like you a bad person or you a player, and if it was true, you can't say nothing about it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you something crazy. It was a basketball player that used to go here, like, a couple of years ago. He transferred or whatever before you came. And, like, he used to go crazy.
I know he's up.
Yeah, he was going crazy on campus. And everybody knew it. But, yeah, he was still he was lining them up and knocking them down, you know? They knew he was out there. They wanted that experience too. So
the crazy thing is, it seemed like he wasn't even like that.
He was the crazy part is like with other guys, like he was like chill and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, cause I talked to him before.
Yeah,
and it was just, I mean, he seemed pretty like chill, quiet, but like
the quiet ones be the ones you gotta look out for.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta give him that look, bro.
Yeah, he's like people knew he was out here, but nobody knew who though.
Dang.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's crazy.
Wanna tell you something? It's crazy. You know that one person that we be seeing in Dorman, right? I got the other friend, she got the boyfriend or whatever.
Oh yeah.
He knocked that down, right?
What?
And he tried to get, he said, bro, get her like, bro, can you please take that from me? Can you knock that down for me? This and that. I said, I'm good.
What? He said this yesterday?
No, he said this to me like when he used to go here.
Wow.
And he was like, bro, can you knock that down for me? Woo, woo. I'm going to pass it. I'm going to do it. Like, bro, I don't want to be a part. He showed me like the messages, everything.
Wow.
And I was like, nah, bro. Like, I'm
some
good.
Crazy stuff that happens, bro.
Like,
dang.
Yeah. I know somebody that was his first kiss. Well, he was her first kiss, but I'm not gonna say her name just because I respect her and stuff.
I feel you. Well, did you ever find out that situation we was talking about?
I was trying to figure out, but I couldn't find him.
Couldn't find
the person that I was gonna ask that question to. Couldn't find him.
I think it's true because she blocked him on social media, and I saw his face. Bro, if you would have saw what I saw, bro, you would have been like, dang.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what did he try to do? Did he say something or did he try to take action?
Nothing I want to know is, like, how did she find out that he was trying to do this and that? You know? I'm not saying that he wasn't trying to do this and that.
Yeah, she probably got some type of... She has to have some type of strong evidence.
Yeah, because I don't want to convict somebody off of just... Give me some context to the situation.
Yeah.
Let me see and this and that, you know.
She probably, it's probably some text messages, because she said she found out while they were talking that he was messing around with like two other girls, which was within her group. Yeah. So it must have been like, I'm assuming that it was probably some.
Wait, quick question. Were they like official or they just talking, just casually dating type thing?
Well, they were getting close to that. Because, I mean, you know, in reality, like in your head, if you're talking to somebody, you're not like, and y'all starting to get like, okay, a little serious or whatever. Like, you're not going to want the other person to talk to other people. That's just the reality of it. But then again, like, on the other side of it,
you
like,
got to make things clear.
Clear, yeah.
You know? And I don't know how clear they made things, you know. And he's, I don't see him as a guy that's able to speak his mind.
Very clear.
Yeah. And I feel like he doesn't, like, necessarily try to give the runaround, but, like, he doesn't know how to speak up for himself.
And that's not... That's not necessarily her fault, but like, it's just him just making things clear. Like,
if she communication goes a long way.
Yeah, because it's just like if you're giving a person an indication that like y'all might have a chance of being together.
Like y'all, so y'all working towards being something serious.
Yeah, still it's like if you go and try to talk to two other ones, just say like, you know, this is who I want to be. And that's how I want to be just until, like, I get out of college or something. Like, I have more respect for you like that, you know? But, like, if you know you're not like that, bro, like, just take it. Yeah.
Because you're going to end up hurting your own heart.
He going to get that triple single again, bro. I hope he'll like, do it again.
That's like a dude being, like, I'm just throwing out a scenario. You're not going, this dude, like, these dudes, they homies, right?
Yeah.
And then a shorty is around, right? And shorty's trying to talk to one of the dudes. I'm going to say 1A and 1B, right? Yeah. She trying to talk to 1A.
Yeah.
Right?
So she 1A or she just, like...
No, the two dudes. One dude is 1A. Then the second dude is 1B. All
right.
And the film is going to say female. All right. This female tries to talk to... Do 1A, right?
Yeah.
She think he cool or whatever. But 1A ain't really feeling like that. But 1B see the female and 1B like, ooh, she cool, she smooth, she a cool person, this and that, woo woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he talked to 1A. 1A, bro, like what you trying to do with that female? Are you serious with that? Or you just casually kicking it like that. So say, hey, he's 1A's like, nah, man, I don't think none of this and that. Woo, woo. You can do whatever you want. You talk to her. All right, cool. All right, so 1B and this female, they hit it off, you know. And then 1A, he find out this dude feeling away. He heartbreaking. He hurting this and that. He's showing a disinterest in his boy, who was his homie, they friends and this and that. He's showing a disinterest or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But it's like all that could have been prevented if 1A would have just kept it a buck and say, "Bro, I'm feeling her, but I just don't know how to
cope with it.
I don't know how to talk to her and this and that, woo, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So not 1A, he mad at 1B.
Yeah.
But 1B ain't do nothing. 1B kept it a buck from the beginning. He asked her straight up.
That's true.
So
and it's just like so.
It wasn't like he sneaked behind his back, talking to you know. No, he wasn't dirty macking him.
And the crazy thing is, it's just like some guys may not believe. I don't care because he was probably saying like I don't care because he probably won't get her anyway. That's probably maybe he was thinking of that. And it was just like, oh, he got her. Like, you know what I mean?
Hey.
I love you.
Dude's in feeling where they find out Shorty gone.
Yeah, we'll find out Shorty gone. They be in their feelings.
They realize Shorty going like a green light.
Nah, they be salty, bro.
Yo, they be heartbroken.
Yeah, when Shorty gone, bro, like, that'd be so funny, bro. Like, oh, yeah, bro, you go ahead and talk to her. Like, she be going. And like,
hey, Shorty be going like a green light, you know?
Well, let me tell you. It's just an example.
Okay.
It's just an example.
Okay, talk to me, man.
So, a situation where guy and a girl been together for what, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they all at the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And they break up.
Mm-hmm.
But that person moves on. And that person is still...
I'm listening.
But that person still has... Kind of tells me, like, we're good friends. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I got to wait. All right.
So just talk
yeah,
to
all right. To but that person tells me that that they, you know, that they good friends and stuff. That me and him are good friends. So it probably wouldn't feel right if I was to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Even though he, like, moved on.
Yeah.
But...
At least he kept it a buck with me.
Yeah, at least he kept it a buck with me.
And wasn't trying to front... And flex and be like, nah, man, I don't even care about shorty woo woo.
Yeah.
Type thing.
But, like, she got a whole nother, my bae, but I mean, she got a whole nother dude now. You know what I mean? And I think they all go to the same school, so it's just like, it's crazy. Yeah. I thought you knew.
I didn't know.
That time, I was scrolling down my on Instagram. I saw a picture. I was like, whoa.
She got a
whole nother dude, bro. She in a whole nother relationship. But the crazy thing is, what he told me was that she was more affected from that previous relationship that she was in. And that was close to when we first got to school. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And it's just like, I kind of thought about it. I was like, man, well, like, I mean, if he's my guy, so it's like, if I would have
still.
Huh?
Does he know?
I hope so. But, like, the crazy thing is just like, if I would have went behind his back and still tried to, like, talk to him, and then she denied me still.
You
I would have been. Yeah. I would have a triple single.
Yo, you look. That make you look bad.
Yeah.
You know? That make you like. It just be roughing your image and stuff like that. You know.
But it's just always like I'm not. Try to be nosy. I just always wonder like, what are their like verbal like communication skills and stuff are like now because they were.
They're so
good, like, people, like, if you ever talk to them, like, they're so, like, super nice and stuff, so it's just, like, when they walk past each other, like, is it awkward, like, if he got a new girl, she, you know, she got a new dude, like, when they walk past, like, what's the, like, is it a meme mug, or is it, like, a, you know what I mean, like, I always want to, like, I try to look deeper into that stuff because I feel like it's important.
I feel you on that, man. I feel you on that.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
A whole nother dude, bro. I was like,
yeah.
He goat, bro. Like, she always be like, it's, I think it was one time when she was like, in his like room or whatever, bro. I ain't saying anything happened.
Hey, my name ain't Bennett. I ain't in it.
Hey, he handled his business.
My name ain't Bennett. And I'm not in it, man. What else been going on, man? Man.
We need to talk about a certain person.
All right, let's talk about it. Put it on the table. All
right, what? I gotta think of what number of the letter is in an alphabet. It's the eighth letter in the alphabet. Is what her name start with. You know what I'm talking about?
They start with H?
No. It's starts with an I.
Ooh. Ooh. Talk to me.
Cause, bro, like, I just feel like she's not like weird. It's just more like creep. Like, creepy.
I know he's talking about that. Yo, it just hit me, bro.
I was trying to tell
you. Yeah, you was a fool.
Bro, it was
hilarious.
My first encounter with her, bro. Like,
yo,
you give your side next. Bro, my first encounter with her, bro, it was just so crap. Bro, I think she knew I was engaged, but, like, I still gave her my snap, and I found out she used to, like me. And then I just started leaving her red because, like, she's like, we should hang out and stuff. So I'm like...
My man's shaking his head. Not in here.
I'm keeping my door locked. Put a chain
on it. No more locked doors.
You sound like dude from Friday, man. Dog, that was crazy. Yeah. No, but like, bro, like, it's not that she weird. She just like, she has like weird like encounters, like communication, something yeah. like. It's just more like
she's
creepy. Like
she's very energized and like very like sporadic in a way. Yeah. It's like when she communicates, there's no consistency within the communication. It's just very here and there, but it's a lot of energy in the here and there.
Yeah, and then it's just like different moods, man. Because I've seen her like that try to come up and try to like hug you, and then or just like it'd be times where she just walk past and hey. And then every other time she try to like be all up on you and stuff like that.
She has a lot on her plate. She has a lot on her plate, you know. Like I leave her open. I leave her open.
Yeah.
Like I don't reply back. I haven't replied back in a while.
Bro, dudes, I gotta tell you what I say this basketball game yesterday.
Talk to me.
At the basketball game yesterday, you know, the cheer coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. What about her?
She had some leggings. Mm-hmm. She walked past. I'm like, come on, dog. I tried to give myself a pep talk.
He's not to look. You.
Bro, she walked past. Bro, she was switching like. So hard, I was like, bro, like, but I mean, she like, if she lost, like, she's not like, I wouldn't say fat,
mm-hmm.
or like, she's just kind of like a little heavy set, like with,
she's misproportionate.
Yeah, misproportionate. That's a good word for it. Like, if she lost, bro, can you imagine if she lost like 50 pounds and
that would help a lot of people.
I already know.
That'll help a lot of people.
Man.
You know?
I feel like, they try to get into relationships where a guy's not going to help them with that. Like, if your dude take you out to eat every other week, that's not helping.
Yeah.
That's not helping you physically.
You have to do what you got to do in order to be healthy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
I'm not going to say... I ain't gonna just be calling you a fat here and there,
but you
have to be healthy though. Like,
you have
in
to
all
be
seriousness,
healthy.
You do have to be healthy, and you have to be like smart what you eat and like the things you take in, how much rest you get.
Yeah,
think you know stuff
like
that.
Resting, you said, bro, like resting and eating is a big part. Like, if you're a woman and like you don't care about your body, like I can't be with you because like. Your life is gonna come to an end soon. Like it's just like if we have kids, like I don't want to get adjusted to you. I don't want to get adjusted to that feminine love.
Yeah.
I don't want to get adjusted to like our lifestyle and stuff together, and then you just die. Like that's gonna be hard for me to move on. Then with the kids, like you don't got that feminine love. You don't got that motherly love.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't care about your physical health.
Your health in general. You gotta take care of your health and well being.
Yeah.
You know. And in any way possible you have to take care of that. You know, you shouldn't do anything to jeopardize it, you know.
Yeah, I even tell my mom sometimes, like, when the sun is out, like we live in a better neighborhood.
Yeah.
A nice enough neighborhood where like a lot of stuff don't happen no more. But like when the sun is out, just go out and take a walk. Like,
I try to tell my mom to do the same thing. Like, go off a walk.
Go out,
when it's nice out, like during the fall, spring, summertime. You know,
you need it.
You know, get you some sun. You know,
go out
and be active. You know,
not just
about going to work here and there, but like just taking care of your body. Yeah, you know,
because
you got to do that, especially as you get older, it's even more important. Mm-hmm. You know, because doing it now just sets up a good foundation for you in the future. You know, yes, sir. So what else you want to talk about, my guy?
I'm trying to think, bro.
What else you been thinking?
Because when I looked yesterday, I was like,
you saw that thing on. She got that thing on.
Oh wait. Remember we saw moms in the lunchroom?
Bro, that was crazy. That was crazy.
My 22 years here on this earth, I ain't never seen no mother like, what you taking?
Yo, that was crazy.
Bro.
That was crazy, bro.
From that, bro, that changed my moment about like some older women, bro.
She took a pose. She posed and everything.
She posed, bro. That was a full pose. That was crazy. Dog, like
crazy.
It was everything was just like perfectly like sized.
She was well proportioned.
Yeah.
That was crazy, bro. She posed though. That was threw me off. She posed.
Yeah.
Like what? What? That's how you giving it up?
You look once, you cool. You look twice, you just gonna have to say you guilty in your eyes, bro.
You
gotta take it, bro.
Yeah, you can't break your neck
halfway. You can't break your neck halfway, bro. You gotta
take it in that moment. Like, hey, it is what it is, you know.
Hey, last thing we gotta talk about that TikTok we saw, bro. The buck 15,
bro. Shout out to Armand. He living well. Shout out to him. He's blessed. He's living a good life.
He very blessed, bro. He more than blessed, bro. He don't got nothing playing about. He got everything in front of him.
Yeah, boy, he doing his thing. Hey, game recognized game. Yeah, that's all.
Game recognized game. You gotta shake your hands with it.
Give him a salute.
Give him a salute, bro. Just make sure you take care of that. Cause if you lose it, somebody else gonna hop on that.
It's gonna be a lot of people that want it.
I don't know if it's gonna be me. I don't know. Alright, we need to end it, bro. I'm in trouble, bro.
Yeah.
I already said a couple people's names on here.
Hey, man.
What song you going in with, bro? We need to get out, bro. I'm going to get in trouble. Bro.
Hey, I'm going to say it's been a good one, you guys. You know, you got to think about it. It's Black History Month, you know?
Yes, sir.
So we gotta do this right. It's only right, you know, that we play this joint right here, you feel me? I'm about to introduce this joint, you know. It's a little throwback, you know, but ain't nothing too crazy, you know. And I think the people that we have that's listening, I think they will enjoy this, and I hope they enjoy this, you know. This song is called oh man. This song is a James Brown song.
Is that the one you was playing in the car?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
a very good choice.
This song is by James Brown. It's called Say It Loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Let's go.
Put your pants up. Say it loud. Someone else. Look at you guys, one more thing I got to do.
So we'll be home. We like the birds and the bees. We'd rather die on our feet than keep living on our knees. Say it loud.
Make sure when you see a black person, just uplift them. Don't judge. No matter what race you are, just always show respect. Even if you're not friendly, just at least be a little social.
You know, I'm just going to close it out with this, you know. You don't have to respect everybody, but disrespect nobody, you know.
It's
just that simple, you know. And we'll talk to you guys again once we come back.
Hold on.
What you gotta say, Jay? What you gotta say, All American? What you gotta say, my guy?
Hey, if you're looking,
don't get caught.
That's it.
That's all we gonna close it out on.
Hey,
if you're looking, don't get caught. That's all we gotta say. All right. And you guys have a nice one. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll be back at it again, once again, next time. Until then, see you later. Talk to you later. Be smooth.